Hello, I'm Kiara Parker with the Wide World of Sports update. Richmond star Dustin Martin has been ruled out of Saturday's opening round clash against Gold Coast after suffering a corked calf. He's been cleared of a strain, but with a five-day turnaround between opening round and round one, Tigers coach Adam Uze says they've opted against risking the 32-year-old.
Yeah, he's obviously a bit sore. He's got a corked calf. The risk of him playing this weekend is going to be too high, so we're going to rule him out. Just so we've got a five-day break leading into the Carlton game. He's too important for us to go and push really hard for round zero up there, flying up there. All those sorts of things have come into the calculations.
Suns coach Damien Hardwick says it's a shame his side won't face off against Dusty.
You always sort of like the marquee players to come up and you like to have the opposition at their best, but look, for various reasons he won't play this weekend. But, you know, once again, they've got a lot of other match winners down there. You know, Shea Bolton's an incredible player and they've got some great midfielders there, Taranto, Hopper, Prestia. So we're going to have our hands full regardless.
Collingwood has confirmed Charlie Dean will make his long-awaited AFL debut against GWS on Saturday night. The key defender was on the verge of playing in round one last year before suffering a season-ending foot injury. Pies coach Craig McRae says Dean has been incredibly resilient.
The things you don't see is all the hours, you know, staring at that black line in the pool and, you know, limping around and trying to regain your belief in your body. It's a great story and, yeah, he's a great system player. We're really confident that you'll see a guy that plays Collingwood style and he gets an opportunity. We're really, really happy for him.
The 2024 AFL season kicks off tonight in Sydney with the Swans hosting Melbourne. Rugby Australia has released a list of 23 recommendations after the Wallabies' disastrous World Cup campaign under Eddie Jones. One of those is to create an environment that is built on trust with an emphasis on player and staff welfare. Rugby Australia has also revealed shocking budget breaches. RA Chief Executive Phil Waugh outlined the excessive blowout.
The over investment that was unapproved was $2.6 million. Delegation of authority is important. Clearly, there were breaches in that area and we've made personnel changes on the back of some of those breaches.
The Newcastle Knights are hoping to build on the magic of last season's run into the NRL finals. They'll open their season against the Raiders tonight in a rematch of their clash in week one of the finals. Club legend Andrew Johns says that game tossed up the best atmosphere he's seen in the Hunter.
When Dominic Young scored that long try in the second half, I could tingle still thinking about it. So full house, it'll be a great game. Both teams love to attack, so I can't wait to get back up to Newcastle and watch this one.
To cricket, skipper Pat Cummins has confirmed Australia will take the same lineup into a fourth test match in a row. The Aussies will be unchanged when they face New Zealand in the second test in Christchurch starting on Friday. It means the bowling cartel of Cummins, Mitch Stark, Josh Hazlewood and Nathan Lyon will play a seventh consecutive test together. Thanasi Kokkinakis has set up a second round clash with Australian Open tennis champion Jannik Sinner at the Indian Wells Masters. Without a win in their previous three meetings, Kokkinakis says he'll need to be aggressive to knock Sinner off his game.
Another opportunity. I'm playing guys at the top of his game, but again, I also know when I'm on, I can match it with these guys and hopefully pressure him a bit, so let's see how we go.
Fellow Aussie Chris O'Connell has also advanced to the second round. The reborn Illawarra Hawks are looking to continue their fairy tale run when they take on Melbourne United in game one of their NBL playoff series tonight. And Manchester City and Real Madrid have moved into the Champions League quarterfinals. I'm Kiara Parker, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.